Teacher allegedly sent 15-year-old a video of herself masturbating. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 23, 2019. A Texas high school teacher is on the wrong side of the law after she allegedly sent a 15-year-old student a Snapchat video of herself masturbating. Police arrested Kelsey Rochelle Kopke, 25, of Katy, Texas, on Wednesday and charged her with one felony count of online solicitation of a minor and one felony count of having an improper relationship with a student in connection with the incident. Authorities began investigating Kopke, whom officials say worked as a paraprofessional at Petow High School, on February 28 after a student saw a series of inappropriate social media posts between a 15-year-old classmate and the teacher. The 15-year-old boy reportedly told investigators that he met Kopke in October 2017 at a school function, where she asked him to add the Snapchat username Mama K to his contact list so they could keep in touch. A probable cause affidavit alleged that Kopke told the teen not to save their messages, which became sexual over time, KTRK reported. Then, on the actual night of the homecoming event, she sent him the first set of nude photos and videos of herself, according to the documents. The documents also stated that Kopke continued to send nude photos and videos of her breasts to the student until May 1, 2018. When she allegedly sent a Snapchat video to the student of herself masturbating. Kopke, who is the mother of a 6-year-old daughter, surrendered herself to authorities Wednesday. She was released on bond and is due in court on May 7. The high school released a letter to parents informing them that the school is aware of the situation, and that the school fired her in light of the incident. The PHS administration was made aware of the issue through another student who noticed a conversation on social media regarding inappropriate content being shared among the staff member and a student, the school said in a statement. The district took immediate action and removed the paraprofessional from the classroom, and later that day the employee was terminated from KDISD, the statement continued.